inspiration from a lot of things. And I joined the University Environment Club at university. So through that, I got to interact with other like-minded young people working on environmental issues. Well, a lot of environmental issues and not just climate change. And then in the year 2006, these climate change negotiations were being hosted by Kenya, and we all got an opportunity as university students to go to the meetings as volunteers and also as observers. So we got interest in climate change negotiations and climate change work, met a lot of people who had similar interests, met a lot of youth from elsewhere outside of Kenya who also had an interest in this. And that's also around the time the African Youth Initiative on Climate Change was established. And I got actively engaged in that. So that's where it all started.
What role would you say that women play as climate activists?
I think women as climate activists really play different roles depending on context, depending on geographies. I mean, their location that comes in really bringing out the different contexts and the different ways and roles that women actually play. But I think a lot of women activists bring to the climate change debate the whole aspect of the human impacts of climate change. So I think for me that's quite profound, because women are able to relate with some of these things, especially those who are coming from communities or countries where climate change effects, such as drought, for example, in Kenya, floods, the coastal areas rising and all of that. So they're able to bring these stories and link them to their communities, their children, basically how the impacts are affecting them.
What are some of the major projects that you are working on right now?
Some of the major projects we are working on as the Next Generation Climate Board is we are looking at how to engage young people in the COP process. COP21 is upcoming in Paris towards the end of the year, and we thought it would be quite helpful and interesting to get young people engaged in this and to support their activities. So we are looking at supporting young people to carry out activities that are related and have an impact on the climate change negotiations that are going to take place in Paris. Those activities could be anywhere at the local level, at the national level, or at the international level. We are also looking to bring some youth to the COP in Paris at the end of the year so that they can be able to come with voices from their communities which are impacted with climate change in one way or another, so they can be able to add their voice to the whole sea of humanity that will be at the COP, hopefully try to influence the process as much as possible. We are also looking at engaging with young people in terms of communication to get out their stories about how they are addressing issues of climate change in their communities. So what adaptation measures are they putting in place? Are they educating themselves? Are they learning from the elders, for example, about how communities were able to adapt to climate change? Because you have a lot of local and indigenous knowledge that really the youth should be looking up to as a way of adapting or trying to live with climate change impacts in their own communities.
As a young trailblazer, where do you see yourself in the next few years?
I see myself playing different roles, actually more interested in research and policy issues. So working to strengthen, especially the issue of making sure that a lot of policy is informed by research. And it's not just in the climate change sector, you find that a lot of policies, I'm sure the text that comes out of Paris won't be very much informed by the IPCC report, which is really science, so that's the research. So trying to make sure that, especially at local and national level, that we are integrating as much research evidence, as much real like research and real statistics and real scientific concerns into our policies, so that at the end of the day, we have policies that work. That's where I see myself.